And speaking of Putin and Russia, here's an interesting side note to the crisis in Ukraine. Bloomberg reports that the Kremlin may have used a social media network to monitor Ukrainian activists during the crisis there. Not Facebook, but Russia's equivalent of Facebook, VKontakte, or VK. Mark Millian is global tech editor at Bloomberg News. He says VKontakte is popular not just in Russia, but in neighboring nations as well, like Ukraine.
In Russia and other countries whose languages are more compatible with Russian, this is like the network to be on.
So in terms of numbers, just how popular is it in Russia?
There's at least 240 million people, I think, who are on this network. It's, you know, pales in comparison to Facebook's 1 billion plus globally. But yeah, this is like the Russian website that just about everybody who's on the internet has a profile and connects and messages on.
Tell me a bit about Pavel Durov, the founder of VKontakte. If VKontakte is a Facebook of Russia, does that make Pavel Durov the Mark Zuckerberg of Russia? Does he enjoy the same celebrity?
He does, actually. He's a down-home celebrity in his own country. There are many parallels. Like Zuckerberg, he started it when he was very young. He's kind of this unusual, almost elusive character in the internet scene in Russia. I've met him a couple times. He's a huge movie buff. One of his favorite movies is The Matrix, and he's even kind of aped The Matrix style in the way that he dressed in like a black sort of trench coat, turtleneck type thing.
Wow. You said he's reclusive. He's actually been pushed out of the company, I understand, and left Russia. Can you tell us why he left?
Yeah, he's a libertarian in a country where that's not the most societally accepted way of life. And he's butted heads with some of his investors who have connections to the Kremlin. They have essentially pushed him out of the CEO role.
Back to the possibility that VKontakte has been used or may be used by the Kremlin to monitor protesters in Ukraine. What is the story on that? Is that for real?
It seems to be that they're trying to find a way to sort of get access to this information. And this has really been a huge concern within Russia that, you know, folks with ties to Putin, like Ali Shar Usmanov, who's the lead investor in VK, that they're sort of just in the pockets of the government and that all of their information is going to be handed right over to the Kremlin.
What's the likelihood that the Kremlin would ask VKontakte to hand over information on its users?
I think we'll just have to wait and see. You know, it's entirely possible that they'll, you know, want access to this treasure trove of information that's happening on this social network in the same way that the NSA and other governments put in a request to Facebook. The same sorts of information exists on VK, and as the Russian government comes under pressure for economic reasons, for geopolitical reasons, they'll want to do this same sort of monitoring that many other of the superpowers are doing.
So with Pavel Durov gone, what do you think the future holds for VKontakte? Is it healthy enough that it's kind of on autopilot now?
I think to an extent, it's a pretty developed network. It's been around since 2006. That was just a couple of years after Facebook was founded. So it's got an extremely strong base within Russia. On the flip side, you know, anytime a founder leaves a company, and this is almost a known quantity within Silicon Valley, that the founders sort of have the vision and they have the power to rally the troops and execute within the company. And so without that, bringing in just, you know, a couple billionaires who made their money in completely different industries, I think that's, you know, a sign that there could be some stagnation at VK. And they're not without their own pressures. They were just sued a couple weeks ago by the major music labels based in the U.S. who say that this is just a hotbed of piracy and you're not really doing a whole lot to fix it.
Mark Millian, editor of Global Tech for Bloomberg News. Thanks so much.
Thanks.